Praise the Lord. Good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. Book of Psalm and chapter 61. Psalm 61, a Psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life, and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your promise unto us. Thank you, Lord, you promised that you hear our cry and mercy, and you will give us answer for our cry with your mercy and with your grace. We thank you for your love and your care unto us. Thank you, Lord, for your provision. And thank you for the salvation that we have in you, Lord. Thank you for your guidance and your help and your support. Thank you for this day of worship. Anoint it, O God, anoint our prayers. Let's cry to God now. Let's confess our sins and renounce them. O Lord, hear our cry and mercy. Hear us when we call upon you, Lord. As we confess and renounce our sins, you promise, Lord, that you will forgive us and you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hear our cry, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your help, your guidance. Thank you for strengthening us, providing for us. Thank you for all the miracles and the wonders that you are doing in our lives. Lord, we thank you for your help and support and guidance that come from you. Thank you for being with us, providing our needs and strengthening us. We bless you, Master. We magnify you. We adore you. Answer our prayers, our petition unto you, Lord. Jesus said, come to me, all of you weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Let us come to God, asking him his help and support and guidance. Whatever you need is in the hand of God. We thank you, Lord, for everything you give us and provide for us. Let's pray now for our families, Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents. Hear us, Lord, when we call, O God. Bless each and every family, that your blessing will flow. Provide the needs. I pray for each family to put you first, to read the word of God daily, to pray together, to worship and sing. I pray for each family to shine, that others may know Christ and may follow your ways and your commands in the name of Jesus. O Lord, lead us. Lead each family to reach others and to bring others unto you, O Lord. Hear our cry for mercy. Lead us in the way that you want us to go and move, O God. Pray now for your job, the place that you are working, the source of your income. Thank you, Lord, for all the jobs and income that we have from you, that we receive from you, O God. Thank you for all the bonuses, the help, the support that we got from you. I pray that each and every one of us will be faithful to preach the gospel in the place that we are working, to be good testimony, good example, to do the work of yours faithfully, and we will do the work description well in the name of Jesus. We commit ourselves to pray for those who are with us. Pray for those around you in the world. Pray for your boss. Hear our prayers, O God. Pray for victory. We pray for strength. Pray for guidance that come from you, Lord, that will be setting good example to others, that they will know you through our life and character and attitude. As you pray, if you know anyone, brother or sister, need the prayers, pray for him and pray for her. God, thank you for your grace and mercy. Answer our prayers as we call, O God. Hear us, O God, as we call. Lead us, O God, in the way that you want us to move and go on and serve you. Let your name be lifted up and glorified. Help the poor and needy, help the sick, heal the sick, do miracles. Let's pray for the people around us, our neighborhood, our relatives, our friends, our colleagues, those back home, those in, we are in communication, whatever way, let's pray that we can impart to them the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, use us as a channel of blessing to others, to know you and to follow you and to walk in your ways, O God. Help us to preach your word, to tell about you to the people. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, O God. Lead us, Lord, as we pray. Be with us, O God. Help us, Lord Jesus. Guide us with your love and mercy. We pray for more souls to come to you, to know you and to follow you, O Lord. Let's pray for the church to grow. Let's pray for this place, UAE, where God had put his church and the rest of the extension, Oman and Iraq and Kuwait, Sri Lanka, India, Philippines, Pakistan, Sierra Leone, America, Armenia, Malawi, Nigeria, and other places. Lord, bless all these places, and I pray that you give us favor from you and those who are there in authorities, that whatever we need from logistics, offices, documentation, you will provide for us. Protect us, O God, from evildoers, and we commit ourselves to pray for those in authorities. We commit ourselves to obey the rules and set good example. We commit ourselves that we will evangelize and tell about you. God, we commit ourselves to produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, peace, joy, faithfulness, gentleness, kindness, self-control. You help us and you guide us and be with us to go on and serve you in the name of Jesus. You be with us and you help us to persevere in all these places to present the Christ to them, to preach your word to them. Oh God, once again refill us with the Holy Ghost and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives, the gift of wisdom, the message of knowledge. Oh God, the gift of faith, gift of evangelism, gift of healing, discernment and discretion between spirits. Oh Lord, gift of pastoring, teaching, prophesying. You'll be the one to give us so that all your work will be fulfilled. We pray also, Lord, bless the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Oh Lord, we pray you call workers, servants, you call back those who know you and went away, the backsliders. We pray that you show them the right way to come back, to repent, to once again commit their life to you. Pray for revival, I pray for unity, I pray for people raised from death. I pray for a true conversion and repentance. People will follow Christ. We pray for all the ministry of the church to bloom and to prosper. The worship and ministry, the prayers. Bless the church school, the church clinic, the church banking. Bless the website of the church. Bless all the Bible studies and congregations. Bless the elders, the council members, the parents, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists of the church. Bless all the ministries, O God, that we are aware of, the ministries and the work of yours that we are not aware of. Even Lord, we pray you anoint this day, bless this day. Anoint our worship, our songs, our prayers, our giving. We pray rejoicing, O God. We pray for wonderful worship. We pray for the message. We pray for the giving. We pray that your name will be lifted up, Lord, that your name will be glorified. We thank you, God. We bless you. Anoint this recording and make it reach the places that you want it to reach. And as we praise and worship, as we go on serving you, will you break bondages, you will answer our prayers, you will defeat the power of darkness and the work of devil. You will expand your church, you will save new souls, you will implement your will. You will plant more of your works. You raise up more workers. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we all ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord. God is great and He's doing great things in our midst.
Our hands in worship as we lift your holy name.
Yes, oh God, truly, Lord, there's no one like you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, oh God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, oh God. And we pray that as we continue to sing, victories will prevail, oh God. Miracles and wonders to be done in your name. We thank you, God. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue to sing and shout and clap our hands to the Lord.
Oh,
Yes, O Lord, you are the only true God who help us, who do miracles, who do wonders. Thank you for the salvation that we received from you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, God. We magnify you. Yes, O God, we continue to praise you and worship you and save you, O God. Let your peace reign, O God. Let your Holy Spirit continue fall on us, leading us, filling us, leading us in the way of righteousness. In Jesus' name, Amen. Draw us near to you, O God. Yes, O God, continue to purify our heart and life, O God, with your Holy Spirit, with the conviction of the Holy Ghost, with the blood of Jesus, with your word, continue to minister to us, O God. Purify our hearts and life, O God. Peace in our hearts, the hearts of your people, O Lord, as we set our heart to seek you and to follow you. Even as we sit in your presence, minister to us, speak to us, and guide us with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let us be seated in God's presence. Let us now collect our tithe and offering our precious food and bring it to the house of God.
Open the floodgates of blessing, O Lord, and pour out so much blessing to my brothers and sisters, Father, that there's no room enough to receive it, Lord God. This tithes and offering, O Lord God, we pray to use it to reach the lost, Father, and for the glory of your name. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We continue today to speak about repentance. Amen. We understood that repentance must come first. Repentance, then faith. To believe, then salvation. Without repentance, there is no salvation. Let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 1. John the Baptist, who came after Christ, who came before Christ to prepare the way for Jesus, his message was a message of repentance. Mark chapter 1, verse 1 to 4, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness, and he preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. His message was message of repentance, baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. And we can read the same in Luke. Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3 and verse 1 to 3, we can read in verse 3, and he came into all the country, that is John the Baptist, about Jordan, and preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. So his message was, he's speaking about repentance, baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. And we go back to Mark chapter 1, and Jesus, when he came after John the Baptist, let's read his message, what he was preaching. Verse 14 and 15, Mark 1, verse 14 and 15. Now after that John was put in a prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. So again, Jesus followed the same sequence. Repentance and believe the gospel. The gospel, Jesus died for us on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. We need to repent. We live in Christ. Then salvation will flow into our life. Without repentance, there is no salvation. As we had spoke before, we again speak the same. And in Luke chapter 24, after Christ resurrected from the dead, Luke 24, he met his disciples and he told them this in verse 46 and verse 47. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So what he recommended to them, that they only preach his Christ suffering and death. And before that, he spoke to them that they need to, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. So here, repentance should be linked with the preaching. When we preach, we should speak about repentance. That repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name. When we speak about Jesus, we need to speak, we need to link the message of salvation with the message of repentance. Amen. So that salvation will flow. In the book of Acts chapter 2, the apostles of Jesus Christ, they obeyed the instruction of the Lord. And Peter preached in the day of Pentecost, chapter 2, Acts 2, preached in the day of Pentecost about Jesus, and he challenged those who hear him in verse 38, Acts 2, 38, what he told them. He told them, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So here, again, Peter linked the message of salvation with the message of repentance. He told them, repent and be baptized. Every believer in Christ, after he repent, he needs to be baptized in water. Every believer in Christ, after he repent, he needs to be baptized in water. And he told them in verse 40, and with many other words did he testify. Sorry. And with many other words that he testified and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So those who believe in his message, they baptize. But he challenged them to come out from this wicked generation, to come out from those who are not believing. We need to come out from those who does not believe in Christ and for Christ. That is part of our repentance. Amen? Repentance should be complete change of life. Apostle Paul also, when he preached the message, he linked the message of the Lord Jesus Christ with the repentance. Acts 20. Acts 20, verse 21. Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the repentance. Come first, then after that, believe. We will continue today speaking about repentance, and today we speak about the repentance of Rahab. Have you heard about Rahab? Rahab, her name mentioned in the New Testament in different places. And Rahab, her work and her profession was a prostitute. But the Bible speaks that she received the spies that was sent by Joshua, and she gave them lodging and she received their message. We can read about Rahab in Matthew chapter 1, verses 3 onward. And Judas became Pharisee, and Pharisee of Tamar, and Pharisee begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Aram, and Aram begat Aminadab, and Abinadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab. That's Rahab. The wife is Rahab, Rahab. And Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and verse 6. And Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. We mention here Rahab in the New Testament, in the genealogy of Jesus. Let's read about Rahab in Book of Hebrews. Book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11 and verse 31. By faith, the harlot Rahab. Her profession is harlot. She's a prostitute. Perish not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. She received the spies that God has sent, that Joshua has sent. She received them, give them lodging, give them hospitality, open her house for her. She protected them. And by faith, here we read that she did not perish, but she chose life and peace. And also in the book of James, speak about Rahab. Book of James, after Hebrews, James chapter 2, verse 25. James 2, 25. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? Faith without deeds is dead. Repentance, we must produce good work that God wants us to do. Now, here, Rahab was not only justified by faith, but she was justified by her works. We will go to the Old Testament and we will study this character and we will see her repentance, how she had repented. She was a harlot, but let's see how she repented. Let's go to the book of Joshua, chapter 2, and let's read it from verse 1. As we read, we will pray, we will expound. Joshua chapter 2. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go up to the land even Jericho, and they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. Why they went there? Because no one received them. The whole city did not receive them, only that house. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. So here, no one received them, but Rahab received them, because she not only received them, because she received the message and the mission that they were sent for to do. Rahab, she took the risk. Not only she gave them hospitality and food and lodging and sleep, but she took the risk, she risked her life. She does not like to keep her friendship with the king. Yeah? She disobeyed the king because she wanted to keep her friendship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, who is our Joshua to bring us into eternal life. We discuss more about Rahab, how she was changed. And the woman took the two men, so she hid them and hid them, and said thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not where they were. She hid them. She did not give intelligence or information about them to the king. And it came to pass about the time of shutting the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I would not pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. Verse 6, but she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan, unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. Now here, some people they say, oh, she told lies. What that lie? That is not the lie that God considers as sin. Listen to this very carefully. Part of repentance, we should not give any important information to the wicked people, even to the false brothers who work with devil, who want to destroy the church. She hid the information like the wise men who came from the east and to worship Jesus, and Herod want to worship Jesus because he want to kill him. They did not go back to Herod. They did not tell him where is the place of Jesus. Repentance is to protect the church. She took the risk for her life to protect the people of God. What else? What are the other things that we learn from the life of Rahab the prostitute? And before they were laid down, verse 8, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. She had faith in God, that she knew that God gave them the land as he promised them, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. All of them, they heard the message, all the people of Jericho, but only one family, one house, respond to the message. And she said unto them, verse 10, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. They heard the message, but only she repented, and she was willing to open her life to the message and to the spies, to take risks, to give them lodging, to give them hospitality. And as soon as we had heard these things, our heart did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore, I pray you. So she has faith, amen. Very clear she has faith. But we are looking for repentance, right? We want to check her repentance. She's a prostitute, yeah? She's harlot. Her house was used for wrong things, yeah? Let's read. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that ye also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. Part of her repentance, she wants also her family to be saved. Her father and mother and her brother and sister also to be saved. And that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren. That is her repentance, that only, not only she, but also her family to be saved. And my brethren and my sister and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Now, she's a prostitute, right? How we know she repented? Did she ask that her boyfriends to be saved? No. So those who come to Christ and they have boyfriends, what do we tell them? Kick them out. Right? Clear? Did she ask about, she have boyfriends or no? She has, yes, she has. They are her colleagues in the work. Did she ask for them to, for their salvation? Did she ask that they'll be saved? No. Some people, they ask, if there's no boyfriend, how they will marry? They will marry, as Rahab married. Rahab was a single woman. She was a prostitute. But let us see whom she got married. A new life in Christ. Complete change of life. Preparation for godly marriage. No boyfriend and girlfriend. Rahab the prostitute know that boyfriends are immoralities and they need to be out from her life so that she will be accepted in God. Let us read. Let us study. And the man answered her, verse 14, our life for yours, if you utter not this, our business. See, they told her, we will save you, but don't tell our business, hide it. They put on her condition, they put on her the condition. And it shall be when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she led them down by the road, by the cord, through the windows, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. Her house was in the wall. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuer meet you. Her heart was with them now, not with her people. And hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuer be returned. And afterward, may ye go your way. And the man said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. They give her two other conditions. They told her the red thread, you hang it on the window, and they give her permission to whom to bring. Your father, your mother, and thy brethren, your brother, and all thy father's household home unto thee. They give her permission to bring her boyfriends. We as the church, we should be strict also. Immoralities cannot go with the salvation of God. We will learn more from Rahab. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. They told her, you should not speak anything, and you must bring this and this and this and this. She need to comply, she need to cleanse her house, and sure, after they left, she cleans her house, Sure, she brought her father and mother and her brothers and sisters, but no other than they, because that's the condition that they had laid on her. She knows very well. If she wants her family to be saved, then no immoralities to be there in her life so that the salvation of God to flow. We need to cleanse ourselves of the salvation of God to flow. And he and she said, according unto your words, she said, yes, according to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet linen. At once she obeyed the command of God, and at once she cleansed her house. And you know, her repentance was a great testimony. You know your repentance when you give up, when you change your life like this? Yeah? Her repentance is very deep. Listen to this. She was willing to lose her profession. She was willing to lose her business for Christ, for God. She was willing to lose her house. You know, her house was in the wall. When the wall collapsed, her house was destroyed. She was willing even to lose her house for the sake of God. She was willing to lose her city, the whole city. She was willing to lose her own people for the sake of God. But she has faith. You know, even when when the wall of Jericho collapsed, her house was in the wall. She has faith in God that even the wall will collapse, but God is and will save her and save all those who are with her in her house. Hallelujah. Listen more about her repentance. Was she repented, Rahab? Yeah? Was she repented or no? Yes, with all these evidences. Repentance must go first. Then salvation will flow. And they went, verse 22, and came unto the mountain, and about there 3 days, until the pursuers were returned, and the pursuers sought them throughout the way, but found them not. So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and told him all things that befell them. And they said unto Joshua, truly the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. You know what? The repentance of Rahab and what the information they give to them, encourage the whole church to go forward. You know your repentance when you change your life? When you give up sin, you know how much you encourage the church, how much you encourage us to go on and serve the Lord, to go forward in serving God. We had read in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. I say, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Rahab was completely changed. She was a single mother. She was a single lady. She was not afraid to give up her profession, her old life, her boyfriend. She was not afraid, because she knew God will bless her. She did not ask the spies, can I get a husband? Can I get married? Can I get a family? She did not ask this, because her mind was to come to Christ, to come to God. And you know, repentance, that we need to come, our purpose only to come to God. In book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. And you see how God rewarded her. How God rewarded His church and His people. When they are obedient to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. We our motive to believe in Christ is to come to God. That should be our motive. No other things. No other material things. Rahab did not ask things, but for her salvation and the salvation of her family. And that is and that is the true repentance. That should be our heart and what's in our purpose. And let's read in Joshua chapter 6 what happened. What Joshua did when they entered and they got the city. Joshua chapter 6, verse 22. But Joshua said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house, and bring out hence the woman and all that she has, as she swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had, and they brought all out of all her kindred. Yeah? All her family only. All her kindred, and left them without the camp of Israel. When they brought them, they did not keep them inside the camp. They brought them outside the camp for further evaluation, for further checking. We should check the newcomers and new believers and check and scrutinize their life. And they burned the city with fire and all that was therein. Only the silver and gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot, alive, and her father's household and all that she had. And she dwelt in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. God rewarded her or no to what she did? She was saved. And what else? Rahab get a family. Rahab married. You know whom she married? Rahab married Salmon, who was the son of the leader of the tribe of Joshua during the time of wilderness. Judah. He was the leader of the tribe of Judah during the time of wilderness. Nation, his son is Salmon. That was the husband of Rahab when she repented and joined in this. Let's read about that in the book of First Chronicles, chapter 2. So we understand there's no boyfriend and no girlfriends. How they will marry? They will marry as Rahab married, right? Whom she married? She married Salmon, the son of the tribe, the leader of the tribe of Judah nation. Let's read First Chronicles chapter 2 and verse 10 and 11. God will provide, God will bless the church, bless the people when the church and the people follow God. God will bless the people with this marriage because we will know what happened after this marriage. And Ram begot Aminadab, and Aminadab begot Nahshon, prince of the children of Judah. He was the leader of the Judah. And Nahshon begot Salma, and Salma begot Boaz. Salma or Salmon, his son. And we will go to the book of Matthew chapter 1 and we will read the genealogy. Finally, Rahab or Rahab became in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. From her line, King David was born, and after that our Lord Jesus Christ. So God give her family, God give her also ministry to serve the Lord. Let's read it again. Matthew chapter 1, verse 3 to 6. And Judas begat Phares and Zarah of Tamar, and Phares begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Aram, and Aram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon, that is Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab. The father of Boaz was Salmon, and the mother is Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king, and David begat David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. Now from them come the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stand. God is the one who gives the blessing. You must trust God for the new plan that He has for you. I trust God, for I know He has a good plan for me. Amen? I need to repent. You need to repent. Other things will come. God will reward you. God will bless you as He... If we can see the blessing here, what He did. Faith come after repentance equals salvation. That's all stand. And let us pray, let us confess our sins, renounce them, giving our life unto Him. Pure heart. God wants a pure heart. Pure heart, pure mind. Paul says, I commit you to one husband, Jesus Christ. That's what we are promising. We cannot give husband, we cannot give wife, we can't give Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. thank God for the good plan that you have for each and every one of us. We trust you. Even as a church, we trust you, God, that you bless us, you will lead us, you will guide us to do godly marriages and to raise up godly families and godly children, Lord. We thank you by faith we receive from out of the whole city of Jericho only one family, and we trust you, God. We will continue to follow you wholeheartedly. O God, take your message and spread it. Bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that you hand with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sing, love, and shout to the Lord.